Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. That is my song. Dietrich Haddon is hot. He has been doing tracks for a while now, and I listened to him this morning. I was like, wow. So good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Friday show. Already, it is the second week of April, and we're going into the third week, I believe, next week, right? Second or third week is, I know it's the second week, right? Okay, yes. It's the 10th of April, and we have some things going on. We have, actually, I'm doing a one-box challenge. For all you ladies and gentlemen who drink coffee and tea and, you know, oh, my God, I like Starbucks, I like Dunkin' Donuts, I like this, I like that. I am doing a one-box challenge, meaning you can ask me how, and I will give you the details. So I'm doing a one-box challenge. Come and see, you know. Sometimes we don't like to switch our brand of coffee and tea. And it really, you know, sometimes the brand that you have doesn't, you don't know that it's giving you the jitters or whatever, because some of the things that we drink, you know, it gives us a certain level of health, and we gotta understand sometimes we need to switch the brand just so our bodies can take whatever's going through our system. Good morning. Are you en route or are you here? That's what I'm saying.
You know, I am here on a nice. Always have to get, you know, when you're on television, they always give the weather report, right? So I always have to
right.
give the weather report. So my weather report is that it's a misty rain this morning. And
yes.
with that misty rain, I am stationary this morning. But as always, I can always look in the background, and there is like the sun. I know the sun is just waiting. It's just back there saying, give me permission to burst through at any moment now. So I'm just watching in anticipation, waiting to see what the sun is going to do this morning. Yes, an awesome day to be alive. An awesome, awesome Friday. Friday the 10th. Wow. It's the 10th of April already? My goodness, how time flies. The 10th, but I'm good this morning. How do I sound this morning?
You sound awesome. You sound like you're fired up and ready to go. What's been
going on in your
world? What's been going on, Dr. Arlene Stan?
A bunch of activation, activating. I've been just activating stuff. You did say journal and do that, and I've been doing that, and I've just been watching things unfold and reflecting and, oh, it's just been a wonderful time. It's been a good meeting last night that was very fruitful. So things have been going just great, Jamie.
Okay.
And you back to you.
Awesome. I think she needs a share, ladies and gentlemen. We need to put her on. I think we need to activate it and put her on. How about you?
All this energy.
Awesome.
We're talking about health today and all this energy. I just have so much energy, so I gotta use it. I'm walking in circles with all this energy. You know, I'm just using it. I'm exercising and everything. So much energy. So much energy. Back to you, Jamie.
That's awesome. Walking in circles. Let me start walking in circles. But today we are busy doing this activating month. We are activating our month, and it's not in correct order, but we are activating it so that when you go through next month, you can look back at your notes and say, "Wow, I need to start activating some things. I need to start moving some things. I need to start making some things happen." Than just, "Okay, well, what's next? What am I going to do?" You know, sometimes you need to activate your speaking and talk about some of the things that you've been going through the week. And you don't always have time to journal. Sometimes you just gotta talk it out. And I do that once in a while. I do that, and it works better, you know. Sometimes you need a partner, Arlene Fan, that comes along and says, "Okay, well, what do you need? What do you need help in? How can I help you? You know, what are some other options that we can look at? How can we save you some money? How can we save you some time? Because the time is ticking. The clock is ticking. It's already the second week in April. Time is ticking. The time is going. As we're speaking, as we're talking, as we're going through different things in our life, things are happening. And you don't have no time to sit there and say, "Oh, well, I guess I'll just sit here." No, you don't have time. You don't have time. You know, yes, sometimes you may jump into bed and think you're not tired, but the next thing you wake up, it's 3 a.m. It's time to get back up. 5 a.m. It's time to get back up. You know? And the time is just ticking and ticking along. So how is your health this morning? How is your health this morning? Is your health awesome? Is your health midway? Is it poor? How is your health? You want to journal some things about your health this morning. And if it is not right, I need you to be real with yourself. I wasn't even going to say this. But you need to be real with yourself and say, "Okay, well, what are some things that I need to be more disciplined in and work on my health? I've been working on everybody all week. I've been working on my nephews. I've been working on, you know, different projects. I've been running around. I've been racing the river, running, doing everything else for everybody else." But then at the end of the day, your health is sitting there saying, "Hello, what about me? You know, hello, we're about to go in the hospital. Hello, here's a heart attack. Hello, you know, your sugars are too high. Hello, you know, you need to eat more healthy in the morning. Hello, your system's out of balance and out of whack." So what are you going to do? Are you going to sit there on the sidelines and say, "Yeah, no, I need to do it," or just go and do it? Sometimes you need a partner. You can always email me or Arlene and say, "Arlene, I need a partner. I need a health partner. You know, I need somebody to reach out and say, 'Look, this is what I'm doing. What do you think?'" Sometimes you need a partner. Two heads are better than one. You know, I always talk about journaling. Journaling is wonderful. I love to journal. But what are some things that you can place a value and say, "Okay, well, maybe I need to reach out to some people. Maybe I need to reach out to Arlene or Jamie and see how they're doing with their health, and maybe they can shed some sunshine on my health and my situation at this time." Because some of us listening are going through cancer. Some of us listening are going through certain things, and we don't reach out to other people. We just say, I got it all together." Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. Maybe you need to figure out another system. Maybe you need to figure out another routine. You know, but you gotta make something happen. You gotta make something grow. If you do not take care of you, then you won't be taking care of nobody else. This morning, you know, before I got out to bed, I said, "You know what? I'm gonna just rest here for a little bit. I'm going to just rest here." You know, a lot of times I'm ripping and racing and running, you know, trying to get everything in. But a lot of times what I do is on Fridays, hopefully, and some Saturdays I rest because I'm up early Sunday. I'm in and out of church. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm cooking. I'm cleaning. Sometimes I'm doing dinner. I'm doing all these things. But when do I take care of myself? Okay, here's a day for myself. Here's a day that I can rest. I don't know. Sometimes you need 30 minutes. Sometimes you need 5 minutes. Sometimes instead of jumping out the bed every 7 a.m. every time it's 7 a.m., rest for 60 minutes. Take it. Take some deep breaths, you know, and just figure out what is the best thing for me to do at this time. You know, so many people, oh, I need a coach. Oh, I need another business. Oh, I need to go to work. But what about when Monday morning comes and you have a heart attack? What about Monday morning when you thought you had it all together, but you're in the hospital for a day or two, saying, sir, your heart's not good and your lungs is not good, and I think you need to, well, that's all the cause of it, because you're so busy up at night, up in the morning, running, ripping, racing, running, saying I have energy, I have this, I have that. But when do you take the time to rest and say, I'm just going to take a rest this morning. I'm just going to focus on some reading and rest. I'm just going to take 30 minutes and rest. Don't call me. Don't look at me. don't even knock on my door, because I'm not here right now. I'm here to take a rest. I'm here to think about my health and how things are going to prepare in the time of trouble. Because sometimes when we survive hard times, we don't want to go to the hospital. We don't want to go to the doctors. We want to just sit down and say, oh, well, I don't have insurance. Oh, well, I don't have this. Oh, well, I don't have that. I'll just wing it. No. Because something may happen. Something may happen in your system. Something may happen. Something may happen in your mind. Like, okay, I need to literally get up and just go. But what do? When you're hit up against the wall and you don't really have the money, but you got to go. It's like being pregnant. You got to go. You can't sit there and say, well, I'll just ignore it. Because if you ignore it, you're going to keep on going through the same symptoms, and people are going to keep on telling you, go get it fixed, go get it fixed. And you're like, eh, I got it. No, you don't got it. Sometimes you literally need to take care of you and rest. I don't care if it's 30 minutes. I don't care if it's 10 minutes. I don't care if you got to turn on some music and just rest. You know? Rest. We are so busy running. So, Dr. Arlene Spann, what can you tell us about health today?
Wow. You see, I was just sitting back listening to you talking about rest, and I started to think, wow, we have such a perfect example setter in our Father God. When he did this whole creation thing, and he worked and did what he had to do, and then they say, and on the seventh day, he looked at everything he had done, and he set an example for us. He said he's rested. So when you say that, I'm going, wow, the things, the marvelous things that happen to our bodies when we rest. We don't understand. We don't see it, but all the cells are rejuvenating themselves and doing what they need to do while we're resting. So while we are resting, our body is doing what it was designed to do. But I'm just wondering how many people out there are thinking about their health and the magnitude that you were just talking about. You're thinking about what am I doing to my body. You're thinking about burning the candles at every end, meaning I'm in business and because I'm in business, a business person never goes to sleep. And yeah, but when you're dead, then you're sleeping. And what do I mean by that? Mm-hmm. Nothing with your business will go on if you're dead. So you do have to take the time out for you. You do need to eat properly. You do need to get the proper amount of rest. You do need to allow your body to rejuvenate itself. Because when you do that, then all the nutrients and everything that you put in it during the day, then those things can begin to work for you instead of against you. because I want you to stop and think. If you're in the neighborhoods that I go in here in the D.C., Maryland area, there are dialysis centers almost everywhere. Why
wow.
are those centers there? What is their purpose? Why do you need to have someone else to take your blood and filter it and do the same thing? Why can't you do that yourself? Why is it that so many kidney failures are happening? You know, what is that all about? Why is it that so many people have type 2 diabetes? What is that all about? Why is it that they have to have all these commercials with 10,000 side effects to get you to get yourself right concerning your health? When you have the authority, the capability, you have the right to take food, look at it, and you have the right to read the labels and see what they put in it. You have the right to eat dark and leafy green vegetables. You and eat yourself food. You have the right to do that yourself. But many times we don't pay attention to that, and we wait for the doctor, which is my case. I'm talking about Arlene Spann this morning. I have to wait for the doctor to say that you are pre-diabetic. I have to wait for the doctor to say you have high cholesterol. But what about if I would have paid attention to even the small things, like my portion sizes when I was eating, or if I would have paid attention to, should I take the sweet drink that's filled with the high fructose corn syrup, or should I drink some water?
Mm-hmm.
So we have the right and the authority and the power to choose. Choose ye this day who you would serve. Are you going to serve the fast food and those empty calories that it brings? Are you going to keep going to the restaurant and all the sodium that they're going to add? Or are you going to serve me and let me show you how to prepare things properly? Just food for thought. Just food for thought. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. And it is food for thought, but you know, how many times are, and think about it this way, okay? Me and Arlene are both healthy. We're both in this health business. And you know, honestly, I don't always eat healthy. But we gotta make decisions for now so later won't be the baddest decision of our life. We got to discipline ourselves now. That's why I'm saying I'm activating your health, and I may spend another day on this because sometimes we need to be more direct, you know, and what we're saying, because people don't understand. Well, I just thought I'd wait on the doctor. No. The doctor doesn't have your lifestyle. The doctor didn't make you. The doctor shouldn't be breaking your pocketbook. The nurse shouldn't be coming and checking on you. We are talking, living, being creatures. When God created the heavens and the earth, God created vegetables. God did not create the meat. Well, he created the meat, but still, first, it talks about the vegetation. It talks about the fruits and the vegetables. So Adam had to go out and tend and till the land. And I could be wrong. Dr. Arlene Spann, let me know. But as far as I read it, but I could be wrong, you know. But vegetables were first. And then on the seventh day, you know, and well, let me go back. Let me rewind a little bit. Genesis chapter 1, God says, create the earth formless and void. So he started creating. And the next thing you know, he starts speaking everything into existence, speaking the seed, speaking the stars and the moon. He speaks everything into existence, and that's how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be speaking like him, talking and walking like him, speaking every day because the time is ticking. The time is ticking. But when will you be able to get up and start speaking? And then on the seventh day, God made a day for us to rest. But the health is not going to come if you keep on eating the cookies and eating the pies and my dad, perfect example. My dad works for Nabisco or Kiva or something like that, and he brings in donuts, he brings in pies, he brings in cookies. You know, he brings in all this stuff. Even last night, I came in the door, 7:30. Oh, I brought some donuts. You know, if you go to ShopRite, you can get the freshest donut today. You know, you can't get that at Dunkin' Donuts anymore because things and times have changed. From Dunkin' Donuts to coffee, it's changed. It's changed. Now you can get the freshest coffee, but now when you pour all the sugar in it, it ain't that fresh. It's not that natural. It's something that you gotta. Wait, I got too much sugar in it. I gotta pour some of this out. But we don't realize how much coffee is the wrong things are affecting us. The wrong things are affecting us. So then when we get up to an age, 50, 60 years old, we're going to say, wow, I did all this? I did all this? Where did all this come from? You got to begin to think of some natural thoughts and some natural choices. And like I said, if you need a partner, Dr. Arlene or I are here for you. But you got to make a healthy choice. I don't care if you get up and you say, okay, this one day I'm going to get up and start walking. 20 minutes. And I'm not saying do 2 hours. I'm not saying wear yourself out. I'm just saying take it in strides. I was even telling my mom. Mm-hmm. She started not eating sugar and bread. And then one day I walk in the kitchen, I'm like, are you eating bread? Yeah, I'm eating bread. I'm eating popcorn. I'm eating ice cream in the morning. I'm like, I thought you weren't eating. Oh, well, you know. But I told my mom, take it in strides. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, may I interject here real quick? Something you just said about eating the bread made me think. From time to time, you do give yourself a treat. Now, I don't want people to think that there are times that you don't, that you just walk around. But there, you know, you give yourself a treat from time to time. However, eating healthy don't mean that, you know, just have a little fun sometimes with food, not going overboard. But I just wanted to stop here and make people think. Also, when talking about the physical body, but I wanted them to think holistically and think about their spiritual body and their mind as well. So they have to take care of their mind. Understanding when you rest and things like that, what you're doing is you are helping to take care of your mind, which makes your mind clearer for decision-making. Okay, think about that. Some people make poor decisions because they have not had enough rest. And because of that, they went into some kind of mood. They had maybe a mood swing at that moment because of the fact that they were not rested properly. They had not fed their minds properly, and therefore, you know, it was easier for them to, what's the word, for them to live at the moment. And what I mean by that is like they'll start thinking about, like, you know, all the things that happened to them in the past, and they'll start worrying about things. And when you do that, it's actually robbing you of your actual future. So when you don't get the proper rest, when you don't eat the appropriate foods to nourish your body, then you're doing yourself a disservice when it comes to taking care of your mind. So I wanted to just throw that in there to let others know that your mind is very important. That's huge.
Right. Your mind is important. Your mind is very important. And maybe we'll talk about that on Monday. More of it's a mindset, but still, yeah, we don't use our mind. That's the thing. We don't use our mind.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
The whole problem.
You said that. I didn't say that. Jamie said that you are mindless people out there, Arlene. You didn't say it. Jamie said it. No.
Well, it's true. When we get up and we're almost out of time. So a lot of times we are all faced with food challenges and getting up and just doing what we need to do. Okay, my mom is the perfect example. I don't know if Arlene's like this or not, but, you know, we're so busy running. We're so busy getting up, trying to get things done. A lot of times we don't think about what we put in our mouth. So a lot of times we don't think. We just say, okay, I got to get toast. Okay, I got to get eggs. Okay, I got to hurry up and make it to the cleaners before this time. So I got to run and race and then come back and eat. And then, you know, the nephews come in or the grandchildren come in, and then you're rushing and ripping, racing, putting something in that mouth, you know, because you're hungry. So we don't think. We don't think. That's the problem. So we don't think about what we're doing. A lot of times we're ripping, racing, running, and we don't think. Wait a minute. What can I eat in the morning that I can save my mind a lot of time before I get up? What can I eat before I get up out of this bed, you know, ripping and racing with my kids in the morning? Before I go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a donut and then go to work. We don't think. That's the issue. We don't think. We don't. We literally don't think. But Dr. Arlene Spann, you know, let's finish this conversation on Monday. We are out of time.
Oh, my.
We don't. We don't think. And that's why we don't call the healthy person. We call the doctor. I got this, I got that. So, Dr. Arlene Spann, how can we get in touch with you if we need a healthier choice in life?
If you need a healthier choice in life, you can reach me. Hey, and since you said healthier choice, if people would text the word sweat to 80123, I will send them a downloadable MP3 Healthier You Today so they can get their health thing started. That's 80123, the word sweat. And then they can reach me at www.arlenespannsweat.com. Back to you, Jen.
Awesome, awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to finish this health thing on Monday. Invite others to come and just listen. Just listen. It's you got to activate your health, and it's important to do it. So we're going to talk about the mind, but a lot of times we just don't think. So, you know, we'll take it in strides on Monday. I'll give you some strategies on Monday that you can do. But make it a healthy decision today to eat healthy. I don't care if it's just one meal. Eat healthy this weekend, and you'll feel a lot better come Monday at 10 a.m. We are on Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So don't just connect to us. Go out there and share it with others. And I want to thank you for joining us, the Journal Strategist and Dr. Arlene Spann. And we will be with you on Monday. Have an awesome weekend.